The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, National Media Commission says appointment of board members to state-owned media houses is based on professional competence. President Mahama pledges selfless leadership to achieve better Ghana agenda. Asylum Divisional Police Command arrest 8 suspected armed robbers. 3 people, including 8-year-old girl, killed at a wedding party in Cairo. And scientists manning Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station in frantic effort to pump out radioactive water from plant. But first, a summary with Jonathan.
Former Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, Nonesi Oficunia, says the appointment of board members into state-owned media houses are not politically motivated. It is rather based on professional competence. Nana Kundia made this known on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the 20 years of NMC's existence. The panelists at the program unanimously agreed that NMC should be properly funded to enable it to perform its constitutional mandate. President John Mahama says the hand of God is on Ghana. Ghanaians must therefore support the government in a concerted effort to make Ghana a better place. He also pledged to provide selfless leadership in realizing the government's Better Ghana agenda. President Mahama said this when he joined the Star of the Sea Catholic Church at Dansoman in Accra for a mass Thanksgiving service. The Ashaman Divisional Police Command has arrested 8 armed robbers suspected to be behind the robbery activities at Zenu in Lebanon near Ashaman. It is reported that the suspects have been on the police wanted list for the past 6 months. The Divisional Commander Chief Superintendent David Eklu called for public support to rid Ashaiman of such robbers. 3 people, including an 8-year-old girl, were killed by gunmen on motorcycles at a wedding party in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The incident, which occurred outside a Coptic Christian church, also left at least 9 others wounded. A Coptic priest, Thomas Dawood Ibrahim, said what happened is an insult to Egypt and not only directed against Coptic Christians. And scientists manning the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station are battling to contain radioactive water at a nuclear complex which suffered meltdowns and hydrogen explosions following a devastating earthquake and tsunami in March 2011. Its operator, TEPCO, said it has planned to pump out the accumulated rainwater into empty tanks, check it for radioactivity, and if it is uncontaminated, release the water into the sea.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information. The National Media Commission has cleared the air on the appointment of boards to state-owned media houses. It said in its appointment, the commission takes into consideration professional competence and not political affiliation. A member of the commission, Nana Isilfikumbia, made the assertion on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point last night, which discussed the 20 years of the existence of the National Media Commission. The panelists agreed that the NMC has done well in insulating state-owned media houses from government control, but added that it could be better. They were unanimous on proper funding of the commission to enable it to perform its constitutionally mandated duties. Nana Isilfikundia said there is a great future for journalism in Ghana.
There's a great future for this country, for the commission, and for journalism, if only journalists would understand that the Media Commission is for them, and it's their last bastion. Secondly, we have a problem there about the state-owned and the private sector. Most of the time, the troubles come from the private sector. And I think that when we sit down to redo it, then we shall begin to have to maybe have a level playing ground between the private and the state-owned. Funding, well, everyone is, you know, in trouble with money, and I think...
Member of the NMC, Nana Isilfikundia, the general manager in charge of newspapers at the Graphic Communications Group Limited, Yawedu Ayebuafu, proposed that a percentage of the profit made by media houses be given to the NMC to facilitate its smooth operations.
That portion of the spectrum that is used for broadcasting, that spectrum, I think, and that spectrum should be ceded to the National Media Commission, so that the money that those who get the allocation pay, a portion of it will be paid to the National Media Commission, and also that media houses, a certain percentage of their profit should be given to the National Media Commission, so that it will not go to government for money. It is only when the Media Commission is adequately resourced through these means that it can do independent work, and independent work will be in favor of every Ghanaian.
General Manager in charge of newspapers at the Graphic Communications Group Limited, Yaobuidu Ayobuafo. The managing editor of the Ghanaian Observer, Egbert Fable, said government must not pay lip service to the NMC, but make sure it is resourced to the fullest.
The NMC should be resourced. I think that the future of the NMC depends on a certain level of commitment. It has the personnel. It can do better than it is doing now. But it's all a matter of resources. And I think that government should not pay lip service to the existence of the commission. We should just give it the budgetary influence to enable it, you know, also spread out by work, even training, assisting the media to train itself to become even more professional. I do not want the NMC to have changed to the extent where, even like as Mr. Abuja Ibafo suggested, maybe some person in government may not like a particular journalist or media and so may fall on his cronies on the commission and use them to guard the person. But you see, the licensing regime or equally the regulatory regime that we have with the NMC, I think that, you know, at the end of every year, for example, the Media Commission should be able to put out a report in which report, among others, it should be able to point out which media houses or which journalist, you know, has not conducted himself or herself well in the year that has just gone by. And then possibly, as we are thinking of looking at the Media Commission after 20 years of existence, I mean, we should give it certain powers.
Edgar Sebu is the managing editor of the Ghanaian Observer newspaper.
President John Dramani Mahama has pledged to continue to provide selfless leadership in realizing the government's Better Ghana agenda. He therefore called on Ghanaians to support the government for the needed development. President Mahama sent this when he joined the Star of the Sea Catholic Church at Dansoman in Accra for Mass. He said the hand of God is on Ghana and Ghanaians must support the government in a concerted effort to make Ghana a better place. Seth Yan reports.
Other Christian denominations in and around Dansoman attended the service. President Mahama said the current economic challenges the country is facing are temporary. Ghanaians should therefore remain hopeful as the government has put in place measures to address the challenges.
In every society, there are those who easily give up. When the going gets tough, they say, oh, Mamutis, why did you receive us? Life was a bit better in Egypt. We could have stayed in Egypt. But those who believe keep marching on and you reach the final destination. In a nation, it is the same. All the nations that we glorify today, America, England, and all of them, didn't get up one day and become what they are. They went through exactly what we're going through. But if all of us believe that one day our nation can become as great as those other nations, God shall make it happen. I pledge that I will continue to give selfless leadership, but I call on you, my countrymen and women, all of you, put the shoulders to the wheel. Let us make our country the land of milk and honey that God has promised us.
The parish priest of the Star of the Sea Catholic Church, Very Reverend Father Samuel Felton Mensah, urged President Mahama to work with his appointees as a team to execute the Better Ghana agenda.
Moses, Aaron, and Joshua formed a special team, so they were able to overcome the Amalekites. You need such a team in your family. You need such a team in your workplace. You need such a team in your community. You need such a team in government, so that with a team spirit, we will be able to contribute meaningfully in fulfilling a certain dream that others for the well-being of the majority. We shall succeed, and our country Ghana will come out of the woods, and everyone on this land will be happy.
The congregation presented a framed portrait of the president to him. The Star of the Sea Catholic Church is the fourth President Mahama has visited to give thanks to God after the Supreme Court ruling on the 2012 presidential election petition. Seth Iyia, reporting for Radio Ghana.
The presiding bishop of the Methodist Church, the Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has called for peace in the New Jobbing traditional area. Bishop Asante, who is also the president of the National Peace Council, made the appeal at the induction service for lay chairmen of seven dioceses of the Methodist Church, Akufo-Addo. The diocesan lay chairmen are the next to the bishops in the diocese. The lay chairmen inducted into office were Professor John Michael of Cape Coast Diocese, Solomon Kuilati of the Accra Diocese, Samuel Alpha of the Sekendi Diocese, Robert Andrew Dani of the Winneba Diocese, Florence Debichum of the Kofodia Diocese, Johnson Iyobuajichi of the Achimda Diocese, and Ebenezer Hazel of the Tana Diocese of the Church. Bishop Asante explained that the church is not like a football match where only 11 players of the team on the field shoulder all the responsibility for the victory of the team, but the collective efforts of all members of the church are needed to achieve their mission. He appealed to the new lay chairmen to use their individual professionals and skills to support the growth of the church.
A priest of the Sekendi Catholic Diocesan Cathedral Church, Style of the Sea, the Very Reverend Father Philip Ezra, has urged Christians to live by the tenets of the Bible. He said it is not enough for Christians to just read the Bible, but study it critically to know the truth about its teaching to enable them to become good ambassadors of Christ. The Very Reverend Father Ezra was giving the homily at a church service at the Matters of Uganda Catholic Church in Takoradi to mark Mission Sunday. George Grant Yankton reports.
Mission Sunday is a day set aside by the Catholic Church in the course of the year for the members to remind themselves that they, as a church, have a great task to accomplish by going out to preach the good news of salvation. It affords the members the opportunity to remind themselves that the church exists to evangelize. Propagating the faith, Christians, and for that matter, Catholics, prophets in the Lord Jesus Christ throughout the world as his witnesses, which is the mission of the church. For Pope Francis, the proclamation of the gospel is part of being a disciple of Christ, and it is a constant commitment that animates the whole life of the church. For in one way or the other, all Christians are missionaries by virtue of their baptism and the need to deepen their missionary consciousness. It is in this context that the Global Catholic Church has instituted the Mission Sunday. Giving the homily to mark the day at the Martyrs of Uganda Parish Church in Takoradi, a priest of the Sekendi Takoradi Cathedral Church, the Very Reverend Father Philip Ezra, said, "On this day, an appeal for funds is made and the proceeds are sent to help the Pontifical Society for the propagation of the faith. Monies collected in all the dioceses in the world are sent to the International Secretariat in Rome and used to support bishops in mission territories like Ghana to put up church buildings, mission houses, pastoral and retreat centers, as well as the formation of catechists." The Very Reverend Father Ezra emphasized that the monies disbursed by the Pontifical Mission Societies for missionary work is very critical because without this support, only two dioceses in Ghana, the Sunyani and Accra dioceses, can finance themselves for just 2 years. He encouraged Christians never to lose heart, but pray continually to God for their spiritual and material needs. More than 3,800 Ghana cedis was collected in an appeal for funds. George Grant Yanson, Radio Ghana News, Sekendi Takoradi.
And still in the Western Region, Sekendi College in the Western Region and Nfansapim School in the Central Region are the latest schools to receive their share of the former First Lady Ernestine Nnadi Mills Senior High School Bible Project. The project, which is supported by the Scripture Union Ghana and Tyndale Publishers USA, is to distribute 500,000 Bibles to students in senior high school. Mrs. Nnadi Mills, who did the presentation at separate ceremony, said, "So far, the distribution has been successful, but more Bibles will be needed as the number of the students exceeded the estimated number." Doreen Ampofu was with the team and filed this report.
Apart from the central and western regions, the Bibles have been distributed to senior high schools in the Greater Accra, Volta, Eastern and Ashanti regions. It is meant to help teach the youth Christian values, excerpts of the former First Lady's dedication to the youth located in page A1 reads, if you will dedicate yourself to learn about Jesus Christ and develop a personal relationship with him, it will be of great profit to you. It further goes on to say that don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are fooling yourself. By this, Dr. Nadi Mills is entreating the students to apply what they read in the Bibles to their lives.
While my late husband was a presidential candidate, we prayed, Lord God, give us Ghana so that we will give Ghana back to you. This project has become a reality, and it is to me one of our humble contributions in bringing young people back to God and his way. This is the best preparation you can make to live a fully functional life, to be at peace with God, and to effectively serve Christ and your family, this nation, and humanity. The Ghana First Lady Senior High School's Bible Project was to help us get 500,000 Bibles. But looking at the population of our youth, it looks like we shall exceed this figure.
For the headmasters of both schools, the project is a life-changing one. First, the headmaster of Secondary College, Joseph B. Asma.
This is a loud wake-up call for all Christians to begin doing something aimed at propagating the gospel. Your Excellency, your effort is very commendable.
So happy, but I think it is very obvious that if you come to this region to select a school that he wants, that school to be closer to God, no other school.
The students were happy with the Bibles and said it will make them better persons.
I know I'm a newborn Christian. So far as I've received the Bible, I'll go according to it.
This Bible is going to transform me a lot. I was not having a Bible, but right now I've received a Bible.
The next beneficiary schools are located in the three regions of the north.
Doreen Ampofo reporting.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, the major stories. National Media Commission says appointment of board members to state-owned media houses is based on professional competence. President Mahama pledges selfless leadership to achieve Better Ghana agenda. Ashama Divisional Police Command arrests 8 suspected armed robbers. 3 people, including 8-year-old girl, killed at a wedding party in Cairo. And scientists manning Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station in frantic effort to pump out radioactive water from plant. Please stay with us.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The Sherman Divisional Police Command has arrested a gang of 8 suspected robbers believed to be behind robbery activities at Zenu in Lebanon near Ashaiman in the Greater Accra region. The suspects, who have been on the police wanted list for the past 6 months, have been remanded by the Tema A Circuit Court. They are Nathan Bedu, alias King Kong, 26, Daniel Mensa, alias Waskolo, 28, Yadodu, alias Bosu, 21, Waliku Zakaria, alias Wazir, 22, Emmanuel Ofori, 28, George Brenya, alias Manso, 30, Kweku Isaac, 24, and Ernest Nyaji, alias Moral, 30. The Sherman Divisional Police Commander, Chief Superintendent David Iklu, told Radio Ghana more about the arrest.
For some time now, we've had 2 reports about robbery attack on the families at Zenu and then Lebanon. The victims reported to the police, and then we launched investigations into the robbery attack. By the first attack, they attacked the family, took some items, and even shot in the house. So we visited the scene and processed it. And then we got some names, and they have been on our wanted list. We've been tracking their movements. They will pray from Ashaiman, Zenu, and then they go and hide around the Akimoda area there. Then they come back. And the second one also happened. And when we visited the scene, we realized that the methods that they used were quite similar. So we came to a conclusion. Final conclusion that it was the same gang that was committing this offense. Eventually, we arrested one person. Unfortunately, one of the mobile phones that was stolen from one of the victims was found on him. And then through that, we realized that he's been communicating with all these 8 groups, all these colleagues, the 7 members who were arrested. So through that, we got information from protected members of the public. And then we have them now in custody. They have been remanded in custody whilst we continue with investigation.
And what assurance do you have for residents of Ashaiman?
The number one assurance is that the public cooperation is quite encouraging. Most of the information that we got was from public cooperation. And I want to assure them that when they give us information, for example, for like the one that we have, we're going to work on it diligently and make sure that those behind this attack are brought to book. We also want to assure them that the police is working tirelessly around the clock to reduce the robbery incidents in Ashiama. So far, the situation is very, very good now. Even though we have not been able to eliminate it completely, but I think that there have been a marked improvement in our response time to robbery cases. And then the way that we are getting information from the public is also encouraging. So we want to encourage them to keep that spirit, and we are sure that if we work together, we should be able to reduce robbery incidents within Ashiama.
That was the Ashiama Divisional Police Commander Chief Superintendent David Iglu.
The Central Regional Head of Food and Drugs Authority, Kingsley Nsiapoku, has cautioned radio stations against advertising unauthorized drugs on their airwaves, saying the FDA will soon get tough on offenders. He expressed dissatisfaction about the fact that calls to some radio stations to desist from the practice has fallen on deaf ears, as some presenters advertise the drugs with impunity on their programs. Mr. Nsiapoku serves at a media interaction organized by the FDA in Cape Coast to bring to the fore its mandate functional activities, as well as solicit support and cooperation of the media in its operations. We bring you details of the meeting. The Food and Drugs Authority, by law, has the responsibility of ensuring the safety, efficacy and quality of all food and drugs, whether locally manufactured, exported or imported, to conform to standards set by the Ghana Standards Authority and World Health Organization. To this end, head of the FDA in the Central Region, Kingsley Nsiapoku, says the media must demand advertisement authorization of the FDA from companies or herbalists before advertising their products, adding that non-compliance of the directive contravenes FDA laws. He asked manufacturers of food and drugs, especially herbalists as well as importers, to desist from using false labels and packages to sell their drugs, since such misleading and deceptive ventures are punishable by law. Mr. Nsiapoku said the FDA does not issue certificates or identity cards to drug peddlers, and therefore anyone with such an identification claiming it was issued by the FDA must be reported to the authority for prompt action. He expressed concern about the harmful effects fake drugs and food items have on the public and asked the public to be vigilant and join in the crusade against fake drugs. He mentioned ignorance on the part of some importers, non-cooperation of the media and the GPRTU, and unauthorized entry points into the country as some of the challenges facing the authority. He therefore called on Ghana Standards Authority, Pharmacy Council, Metropolitan, Municipal and District Assemblies, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority, the Ghana Police Service, the media, and other stakeholders to help the FDA in ensuring the quality of food and drugs. You had details of a meeting between the FDA and the media in Cape Coast.
The Upper West Regional celebration of this year's Global Hand Washing Day has been held at WA, with a call on Ghanaians to make hand washing a habit before eating and after visiting the washroom, sensitizing selected students and pupils to the importance of hygiene. The Regional Director of Community Water and Sanitation Agency, Olanyo Siabi, said many deaths can be prevented if people adopt the habit of washing their hands before eating. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab and Elon Deganu have father's report.
One of the objectives of the celebration of Global Hand Washing Day is to transform hand washing with soap from an abstract idea into a practical behavior in schools, homes and communities throughout the country. It was organized by Regional Office of the Community Water and Sanitation Agency in collaboration with its development partners under the theme, "The Power is in Your Hands." In a speech read on his behalf, the Regional Director of Community Water and Sanitation Agency, Wolanyo Siabi, noted that many deaths caused by diarrhea and respiratory infections can be prevented if good sanitation practices are observed. The Regional Environmental Officer, Henry Baga, said hand washing is not a new thing. He said, rather, it is people's negative attitude towards the practice which needs to change. Mr. Baga admonished food vendors to desist from inappropriate hygienic practices, since they have the tendency of infecting their customers with diseases. For his part, the program's manager of Plan Ghana, Eric Ayaba, indicated that the core objective of the NGO is to support children to realize their full potential. He said this objective can only be achieved if children are healthy. He entreated children to take regular hand washing seriously to prevent sanitation-related diseases. Other activities performed to climax the celebration included radio talk show, debate and sensitization of food vendors to the benefits of hand washing.
That was a report by Swalado Wahab and Elam Degenu.
Militants wearing army uniforms have killed 19 people at checkpoints on the road in Nigeria's Borno State. The attack happened early yesterday morning near a town not far from the Cameroonian border. The armed men reportedly stopped motorists on the road and ordered them out of their cars before shooting them or hacking them to death. Witnesses say the men were from Boko Haram, though the Islamic militant group has not yet commented.
Three people, including an 8-year-old girl, died when gunmen on motorcycles opened fire at a wedding party outside a Coptic Christian church in Cairo. At least 9 others were wounded in the attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Egypt's Coptic Christian community has been targeted by some Islamists who accuse the church of backing the army's overthrow of President Mohamed Morsi in July.
Highly radioactive water overflowed barriers into Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station after its operator, TEPCO, underestimated how much rain would fall and failed to pump it out quickly enough. TEPCO has been battling to contain radioactive water at the nuclear complex, which suffered meltdowns and hydrogen explosions following a devastating earthquake and tsunami in March 2011. The radioactive water is a byproduct of an impoverished cooling system designed to keep the wrecked reactors under control in case of further disaster. TEPCO says it has planned to pump out the accumulated rainwater into empty tanks, check it for radioactivity, and if it is uncontaminated, released into the sea.
In football, newly promoted side Bechin United has handed league leaders Asante Kotoko their first defeat in the ongoing Ghana Premier League with a giant killing seat at the Nana Jabor Park in Bechin yesterday. A 39th-minute goal by Patrick Cole was all Bechin United needed to secure the 3 maximum points at stake. Asante Kotoko, who prior to this defeat had gone on a 6-match winning streak, are still on top of the league as their closest rivals, Hearts of Oak, could only draw 1-1 in their away game to Pando Hearts of Lions. Here are the scores of other matches played. Accra Liberty Professionals 4, Adriana Stars 2, Tema Amidals Professionals 1, Wild Stars 0, Hazakas 1, Inter Allies 0, Ashanti Gold 3, Ibusia Dwarves 1, Brigham Chelsea 0, New Adubiasi 0, Kim Faisal 1, Midyama SC 1.
So in the news, the main points again. A member of the NMC, Nana Esiusikundia, says the appointment of board members in the state, into state media houses are based on professional competence. Nana Esiusikundia said this on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point last night. We discussed the 20 years of NMC's existence. President John Mahama has said that the hand of God is on Ghana and all efforts must be made to make Ghana a better place. The president said this when he joined the star of the Sea Catholic Church at Dansman in Accra for mass. And scientists manning the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station are battling to contain radioactive water at the nuclear complex, which suffered meltdowns and hydrogen explosions following a devastating earthquake and tsunami in